Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Thank you very much for joining us today. If you would like to ask questions of our guests a little bit later on after the top of the hour news, feel free to do so then. The number, if you want to jot it down now, is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question. Our guest in studio today from the Josephine County Finance Department, Director Sandy Novak. Sandy, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. This is your first time here, isn't it?
It is, Chuck. Thank you.
Okay, well, so glad to have you here. As Finance Director for the Josephine County, what is your job really like besides keeping track of all the money? How do you do that? What's the process? What do you do on a daily basis? If you got a job description, what would it be?
We put together all of the budgets for the entire county, and then we keep track of those as we go along. We report for them on the end of the year, and then we submit for different awards.
All right. You said budget for each department. How many budgets do you really oversee there?
There's 25 different departments. There's 25 different they're led by seven elected officials, 13 directors, and five managers. So there's 25 departments, but then they go fit together to make this one county entity.
And that falls on your desk.
Yes.
Okay. What is that process like? That must be, I was going to say like herding cats, but that I suspect it's a little easier than that.
It is a little easier than herding cats because there's not a whole lot of wrestling over resources.
Mm-hmm.
Resources are mostly all very dedicated. And so a department will receive funding from the federal government, the state, or from somewhere, and then they have to budget to for the strings that are attached, sometimes chains attached to that funding stream. If that funding stream goes away, that program goes away. There's no choice about it because we don't have a lot of other resources.
Your words, one is sometimes strings come attached to it. Sometimes they're chains. Is there a difference? Is the string a little more flexible or about the same?
They're about the same.
They
call them strings, but they're not. They're chains. Like this, you're receiving this money to do this program. This is what you will do with the money, period.
Okay, so all of that put together lands on your desk, and then your job is to keep track of it throughout the year?
Yes. So once we have the total budget appropriated, then doing budget to actuals for the managers to be able to manage their programs and getting each transaction into the system in a way that follows all of the internal controls. Not to geek out too much, but we create all of our internal controls using the COSO framework. So it is a risk assessment. You're constantly evaluating the different risks of bad things happening. And then we create or design a system around that.
All right. You mentioned transaction. How many transactions do fall through your hands here? That's not the right phrase. Cross your desk, I might be a better way.
We cut between 8,000 and 9,000 checks a year, about 168 every week, just checks. And then paychecks, there's about 12,000 paychecks that go out over the year.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you have a significant job. Now these budgets, what is the system that goes to, there is a master budget, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's a process to get to that.
Yes.
Are you at the head of that process or are you at the tail end of that process? And what kind of input do you have?
I am in it in different spots. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing is that the Board of County Commissioners will create budget goals.
Mm-hmm.
They'll set rates. So we come in and give them the information for them to set those rates. And then we give those to the departments and then they run with it and they create their budgets based on that information. And then they submit it back to us. And then we collate it into that one binder that's about 2 inches wide. It is available online. If you go to the Josephine County website and you navigate over to departments, go to finance and budgets, you can see all of our budgets, and they're huge documents.
What's the big number at the bottom of that budget for the county?
Right. This year it was $173 million, but you have to remember that that number, it's huge, but it also includes some contingency that are not going to be spent, it includes internal transactions. So you might have, like, the fleet department will buy oil and rings and all of the things to maintain a vehicle. And so it's going to be budgeted there. It's also budgeted over in the sheriff's office or the forestry office because they need those vehicles to go out and do their job. So it's in both budgets. So once we eliminate those duplicates, the budget's down to about $116 million.
Oh, so we're only spending $116 million.
$116 million. Correct. 63% of that is state and federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
Only 19% of that comes out of property taxes. So property taxes, you know, you've got the 58-cent permanent rate, you've got the 93-cent for the adult jail, and then you've got the 11 cents for the animal shelter and control. So those are very dedicated, and they go towards what that levy is for.
All right, so that's very specific.
Very specific.
All right. What about a general fund? How big is that general fund? How fluid is that general fund? And is there anything left in it?
Well, the general fund has been really struggling for quite a while. The 58 cents, the permanent rate, which has the most flexibility, is barely enough to cover our unfunded mandates. So we need to be providing services like the treasurer, or the assessor goes out and assesses properties and figures out how much tax to collect on, to assess on that particular property. And then you have the treasurer who will bill them. She does an amazing job. Her collection rate is, 99.45%.
Ooh, okay.
It's exactly 99.45. She does an amazing job. And so we assess the taxes not just for the county. We assess the taxes for all of the taxing districts. So she actually collects $91 million, but only $15 million of that goes to Josephine County.
All right. Your phrase, all the taxing districts, and I know that includes a little bit more than people might imagine. What are the taxing districts?
You've got schools.
Schools.
That's your biggest one.
Okay.
You have the cities.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Grants Pass and Cave Junction. You've got county. You have fire. You might have ODF or rural fire. And then the Grants Pass Urban District, Library District, 4-H District. Next year, we'll also have the Law Enforcement Service District.
Law Enforcement Service District, and we'll get into that. That's the new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new one. We'll get into that in a little bit. All right. So all of that falls across your desk. Are you alone there, or I imagine you have some help? Tell me about your department.
My department has some amazing professionals. They're all degreed professionals. They understand government accounting. It's not the same as corporate accounting at all. It's all fund accounting. It's all based on GASB standards, the Government Accounting Standards Board. 10 years ago, when I came to the county, my job description said you needed to be proficient in GASB 34. GASB standards started in the mid-80s, and they had gotten up to 34. Today, we're working on implementing 101.
I see. So you have to not only when you've got to stay current. So there's an ongoing education process also. Is that for your entire staff?
Yes, it is. I've got three accountants, three professional accountants, an assistant finance director who is training to take over from me. And then we've got payroll, and then we have one person. We only have one person who does all of the checks for the whole county, and one person who does payroll.
Okay, how many did I count? Did I count six or seven?
And Six.
Okay. All right. Well, I get about past six, and that's my high math level right there. So just one quick question, and then I'll take a commercial break. You said someone's training for you. Are you leaving? What?
Oh, no. Okay. I've got a while.
Oh, okay. Good. Whew. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Our guest today is the Josephine County Finance Director, Sandy Novak, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
Greater Grants Pass Rotary presents...
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress. Once again, our guest today, the Josephine County Finance Director, Sandy Novak, is in studio with us. And Sandy, once again, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. We're talking about budgets and high numbers here. And you start off with a clean sheet of paper. Tell me about the budget process. From that clean sheet of paper, who's involved and how long does it take? What are the steps?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're going to be setting rates and figuring out what all is going to be involved, and then we give those to the departments. They're the ones who are actually making things happen. And so once the Board of County Commissioners has approved rates, they go at it and they begin to create their budgets and figure out what direction they want to go, how they're going to achieve these goals and objectives within the amount of money that they have. And once they have finish their budgets, they come back to us and we collate it together and look at all of the different transfers between departments, et cetera. And we put that together into the book that you can find on the website. Then we go and we do a thorough public review of the budget. This is when we pull our budget committee together. Our budget committee has the three Board of County Commissioners, and then we have three citizens. And they conduct a full public review. They ask who they want, what part of the budget. We don't go through every corner of the budget at that time. We go over what they ask for. And that changes from year to year, how they want to review it. And then once they have reviewed it and they've approved it, they're comfortable with it, then that goes to a public hearing. And then from the public hearing, then it goes to an adoption. So citizens, we have public comment at every one of those meetings. So they have five opportunities to give their opinion to the board.
And this is an annual process.
It is an annual process.
Is it underway right now?
Right now we're in rate setting. We're preparing to get the rates to the Board of County Commissioners. They'll do that the first week or two of February. And then the budget committee meetings will happen the end of April.
End of April. And it all has to be done by the end of June? Is that right?
Yes. We better have a budget on June 30th because July 1st we would completely shut down without a spending appropriation. You don't spend a dime without it being legally appropriated through this process.
All right. Once it gets to the budget committee, then how does that work right now? You say every committee meeting, and there are five, will take public input.
Yes.
What do people ask about? What are people concerned about right now? And what kind of shape is the county in, I guess?
Well, of course, law enforcement funding has always been a big concern because that's not designated. All of these budgets are put together with designated funds. That's one thing that's there hasn't been designated funds, so that's always been a big concern. As our SRS money has dropped, how are we going to continue to provide services?
Well, how are we? What kind of shape is the county in right now? Strapped. Is that a fair word?
We're still scrappy.
Why? I believe that.
Yeah, we're still scrappy. The Law Enforcement Service District is replacement funding, and so that is replacing a lot of that SRS money, and it's going to be able to keep the patrol at the level that is it has been in the last 2 years. And we are thrilled that we're able to do that.
Okay. When does that take effect right now? Does that come in with the new fiscal year, or is it
It'll be effective July 1st. Mm-hmm. So we've got some COVID money that we have isolated and kept in a reserve for future expense that is going to gap us to July 1st that's going to pay for this year. And then we weren't sure what we were going to do after that. But the citizens came forward and said, we've got this.
Okay, so we've got this. So when do you get this pile of money? You don't get it all at once, do you?
And it comes in November. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll come in November. We'll start spending it July 1st, but it will come in November.
Okay, so we've got enough to get us to November when all those property taxes come in.
Yes.
Okay. Now, every year that property tax goes up automatically by 3%.
Up to 3%.
Up to 3%.
Yes.
Has that ever gone less than that in recent years?
Not in recent years.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Is that adequate to continue the funding level that the county's used to right now?
No. If you think about the cost of living and, you know, and the rate of what things are costing, they are going up, you know, 10-12% in some cases, and the funding is going up 3%. And so that has been a big source of conversation. You know, the managers get together and they talk about it, like, okay, how are we going to be able to manage this? Because we have to stretch the money that we do have.
All right. If someone goes out of budget, are you the budget cop? Are you the one who lands on their desk and says you're overspending?
They are all responsible, and they get it's illegal to go mm-hmm. over the spending appropriation. You're not going to overspend it. You get cut off at the end of that. We do have supplemental budgets that we put together. We're going to be doing a supplemental budget budget committee meeting tomorrow to supplement the current year budget. But nobody goes over budget.
All right. It's just not done. So we've got some real mm-hmm. pros out there as department heads is what
yes,
I understand.
We do. Oh, yes.
Okay. That being said, once we get to the point of certainly not overspending, but the supplemental, where does the supplemental funds come from? Is that left over from the general fund?
No.
That's borrowing ahead?
No, normally that would be a new grant has come in that we didn't know about, or contingency. We talked about, you know, that 173 includes mm-hmm. some contingency. So there's a little bit of savings that they have had from prior years that they've decided that they need to spend this year. You know, there might have been an emergency or some kind of a repair that had to happen that wasn't known at the time that we put the budget together.
Can we move money from department to department in those contingencies? Is that available? Is that a process? Is that doable? She's shaking her head no.
No, you cannot. No, I'm having a meltdown right now. No, you can't, because all of our money is designated. You know, it's designated for this purpose. So you cannot go use it for that purpose, because that funder who gave it to you for this purpose would have a tremendous amount of difficulty with that idea. So they would shut us down pretty quick.
All right. I remember in past years there was some loaning of funds, I think, from the roads department mm-hmm. to other departments. I understand that was paid back. How does that work? And is that something that has to come across your desk? Who approved that? You, the commissioners?
That would be the Board of County Commissioners can, in certain circumstances, they can allow for an interfund loan.
All right. That being said, who's really in charge? Commissioners, ultimately, they're the elected officials, and I assume that you serve at their pleasure.
I do.
And but what kind of authority do you have to move that money around like that, or does it all have to go through the commissioners?
It all is in a spending appropriation. I cannot move anything without that spending authority or even transfer authority. I cannot transfer money out of an operating account into a reserve account without that being in the appropriation.
Okay, all right. As we move ahead now, and we're getting close to the top of the hour news here, I've got a couple of minutes left here. The law enforcement district that we've been talking about, how much money do we expect to come in from that? Is that an estimate, a guesstimate? What are we expecting from that? It was supposed to maintain that level. Are we sure it's going to?
It is, and it will for a good 10 years before they start having difficulty with that. It will keep us at the service level that they were at in this current year.
All right. Do we have any hard numbers yet on what we're expecting? How much money is that going to bring into the coffers?
I don't have that in front of me.
I
don't. The service district is a separate entity. So it is it's a service district. So it is a complete separate entity. It has a different budget committee. It has a different process, and that is all being developed right now. But I believe it is between 5 and 6 million.
All right. So that's a different process. Who sits on that budget committee for that service district? I assume the sheriff does, and who else? I imagine the county, one at least one county commissioner. How's that committee made up?
I believe that that will be all three county commissioners and three citizens, just like our county one.
But completely separate.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is completely separate. So we'll do an entire separate process. They're a component unit of the county, but they're a separate entity.
So that's extra work for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, but we welcome it.
Okay. Looking ahead, which direction would you like to see the county move? If you could give the commissioners one piece of advice, what would it be for funding this county or finding some more money to keep this county at a good level? Oh.
Oh, goodness. You're going to have to give me a minute to think about that.
All right. You're on the clock. All right, well, that's one we'll just mull around there for a little bit.
Right.
Because I imagine, well, we've already talked about some of that money coming in is already earmarked for everything. So there's not a lot of flexibility that you or the commissioners have in terms of disseminating all those funds.
Nope, it is tight and it is very designated, and every dollar needs to stay in its own lane.
Okay, do you have any flexibility at all, or is it all governed by regulation?
Well, the 58-cent permanent rate mm-hmm. technically has flexibility. However, that's what it costs for unfunded mandates.
Okay, all right. Get your questions together. Get your calculators out, because our guest today is the County Finance Director, Sandy Novak, right here on KAJO Radio. So that's coming up after the top of the hour news. I want to remind you that that's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So we've just got seconds left here to remind you you're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show right here on KAJO AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and on the World Wide Web at KAJO.com. Welcome back to Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, ladies and gentlemen. Our second half hour, meaning the phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment for our guest, the number to call, 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live so that you can converse with our guest live in studio today. County Finance Director Sandy Novak is with us. Sandy, once again, welcome to the microphones of KJO Radio. Glad to have you with us this morning. Your department is, staffed with professionals, and I understand that they do their job so well that there's been some awards awarded. Tell me about the recognition your staff has received.
Yes, well, it's not just my staff. It's the county as a whole. Every year, our annual report, mm-hmm. we submit that to the Government Finance Officers Association for review. It has peer review for a couple of other entities across the nation and a couple staff reviewers at the GFOA. And we have a checklist that is 96 pages long. Of all of the things that our annual report
the
needs to have.
The checklist of 96 pages. Okay.
90, highly technical.
I would imagine.
A lot of references to other places. There are certain things within that checklist that is an automatic fail, and a lot of things within that checklist that is do better. You know, here you can do this. So we go through the checklist every year. We submit what we call it, ACFR. It's an annual comprehensive financial report. And for the last 25 years, every year, Josephine County has received that GFOA Distinguished Reporting Award.
Well, kudos, and pass that along to all the staff and people involved here. Now, how much of your time does that really take? How much of your time do you devote to just dotting I's and crossing T's to make sure that everything is done right, or jumping through government hoops?
That is every minute.
Every minute?
Every day.
I see.
Every minute of every day, we are constantly making sure that we're following internal controls. When we have an audit, the very first thing the auditors do is they come in and look at how our internal controls are developed, and whether or not they're working effectively. And so they're looking, they're testing us. They test transactions and they're constantly looking at how we do that. And they want to make sure that if we have an expense that has been coded to, say, the levy for the jail and detention levy, that that expense is truly for the jail and detention and that we have internal controls in place to make sure that that's happening. And so they pontificate on whether or not we've done that well. So they are testing us on it. We're not doing extra work to get the GFOA award. We're not putting resources towards that. It's within the natural course of what we do in checking and making sure that we are complying with all the things, because you've got GAAP, you've got GASB standards, you have Oregon revised statutes, you've got the Oregon administrative rules, the Code of Federal Regulations for all of our federal funding, and county policy, and every transaction needs to meet all of those guidelines.
All right. There is a portion of the population out there, and for lack of a better term, and I'm stealing this from somebody else, but broadcasters are great thieves in terms of material, naysayers who say, if this budget doesn't pass, they're going to find the money somewhere. I'm going to vote no. But it sounds like you have very little, if any, leeway at all in terms of using the money at your own discretion.
None. And we want to be super transparent about it. You know, my code of professional ethics, like transparency in government finance is paramount. And they drill that into us in every training that they provide us. And we are as transparent as can possibly be. And we'd love to educate. We love it when people show up at budget committees and meetings and ask questions. You know, we have citizens show up in the finance office and ask questions, and we are very willing to educate and talk about what it is that we do and why we do it.
That was my next question, is what is your relationship with the public as we speak? Because we've been doing this show for a long time, and this is the first time we've had the finance director in here. So what kind of relationship do you have with the public? How much access do they have to you?
Well, they have access to me, but mostly they're going to go to the Board of County Commissioners because they're the ones who can absolutely direct me and say, do this or that. But again, I'm going to be like, yeah, you cannot move that money from that fund to this fund.
But so you're the naysayer.
I am constantly going, yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, you're the budget cop.
Yes.
Okay. That being said, what's your relationship with the county commissioners? Obviously, it's employee and employer. Is it a good working relationship? How much contact do you have with them on a daily basis or a weekly basis?
I am in meetings with them a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. You know, this afternoon, I think I need to be in the legal. Usually Thursday morning admin, though. That's my one meeting that I am in there. Sometimes they'll come down and ask questions, ask that, hey, on Thursday, could you bring this or that so that we can talk about it?
Okay. And once they're the ones who, if there is a way to move money around, they're the ones who really can say yes or no.
If there was a way to move money around, that makes me nervous to even talk about. Okay. We don't move money around. But yes, they are the ones who, during the budget process, will say, this much money is going here, this much money is going there. But again, the only real money that they can do that with is the 58 cents.
That's the 58 cents. Mm-hmm. So if money's come in and it's earmarked for a particular department, but there is a portion of that 58 cents that goes there, that part can be moved around from department to department. And what does it take to do that?
Yeah, that would happen in the budget process. And so
is that where we talk about supplementals and changes that are happening?
That probably wouldn't happen during a supplemental, but that would happen in the annual budget process. And so like last year, we went in and we actually gave them different scenarios of how to take that 58 cents and divvy up to all of the unfunded mandates that we have. And they looked at what each of those departments were doing, and they changed how much we were allocating to each of them, because that goes up 3% and our expenses were going up 10 to 12%. And they had to do that process.
Had to go through that process.
Yes.
All right. Our guest today, once again, County Finance Director Sandy Novak is with us today. If you have questions, the number to call is 541-472-1270. And we'll put you on the air live. In the meantime, we have some our own finances to take care of here at the radio station. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest today, Josephine County Finance Director, Sandy Novak. And, Sandy, obviously, this is not my bailiwick here. Once again, you get past six, and that's my high math, for me. The department you're in is pretty significant. And in particular, when we're looking at a possibility of probably having, I believe, race for county commissioner seats coming up in May. So we have a possibility of getting two new county commissioners in there, and there are already candidates out there, and there's still room to file, still time to file for those seats. What kind of advice would you give to a prospective county commissioner coming in? What kind of homework do they need to do to be ready to take that seat?
Yeah, that's a big job transition. I would definitely say to come in and talk to the directors. Talk to them, ask a lot of questions, get really curious, because sometimes the perception out in public is different than once you get in there. So if you get in and talk, just talk to us. We can tell you how we're doing things and why we do what we do, so that the commissioners can make really good decisions.
Okay, that being said, when you say talk to the directors, and what, there are 26 directors out there, something like that?
The 26 departments, yeah.
26 departments out there. So these prospective candidates should be out there dealing with each one of these people to really find out what's going on, and then coming to you, go to the directors first and then to finance? Or do they start with you?
That is totally up to them. Very few incoming commissioners ever come and even talk to me before they get elected.
All right. But that's probably advisable before they sit down at that dais, isn't it?
I would.
You would?
I would. Yes.
All right.
I would definitely advise them to do that.
All right. How big a learning curve do they face coming into that situation if they don't have a background for it?
It's a big learning curve. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot. And knowing, like, why, this is how we've always done it versus this is what we can change is a really squishy thing. That getting in and finding out why do you do it that way?
And how do you do it that way?
Yes.
Okay. Let's tell the people about your department again here. Let's go through this again and outline exactly what people need to know about your department. Now, people come in and probably ask you questions all the time. Are they coming to you with the right questions? What do people need to know about your department? That they don't know right now?
It's a professional department. Like, these are degreed professionals who study government accounting. And they know what they're doing, and they're on learning curves. Each of them individually has their own career goals. And I'm very passionate about making sure that they're able to have job satisfaction and be able to look at where they want to go and get all the training towards that, because we need people who really understand grants. We need people who really like putting together an annual report. Very complicated. It takes months to do. People who are very intrigued by the budget and how the budget operates and being able to put it together. So they all have, their different places and roles within the department to really put out some good product.
All right. Wave your magic wand. What do you need for your department? What would you like to add? If budget is no problem, what do we need to do to enhance your city finance department?
If we had the money, I would have a second finance director. I would absolutely have a second finance director. But that's not going to ever happen. We do have a generalist that that does a lot of the ticky-tacky things, the little small things, and gets those off of the desks of folks so that they can do what they need to do. But the Board of County Commissioners have been, you know, very generous in giving us what we need. And, you know, we can't always get everything done that we really want and need to get done, but we do the best we can.
In terms of hardware, do you have everything you need? Mm-hmm. Are you handicapped in some areas?
Nope. We have a brand new software system. That was a lot of fun to implement a new software system and create the internal controls within that.
I'll bet fun. Much gnashing of teeth, I would expect, too.
During a pandemic?
Yes.
The first time that that software company had ever done a remote implementation, it was a lot of fun.
I understand. We have some of that here, too. But it looks like it was overcome.
It was overcome, and it's up, and it's operational now, and some of the gnashing of teeth is dying down.
Okay. Now, what lies ahead for Sandy? You mentioned here you've got somebody out there training, but you're not going anywhere soon. So what are your goals right now in terms of Grants Pass and Josephine County? What would you like to do
as
finance director?
Yeah, this is my home. I love Grants Pass. I love Josephine County. Like I'm here for the long haul until I retire, but I'm constantly looking at succession planning and development for the entire team and making sure that they have all of the skills so that when I do go, it'll be without a skip of a beat.
And you mentioned ongoing training. That must also be a budget line item, right? How much do we spend on training?
It is. And I have not looked at my budget recently, but I go to the Government Finance Officers conference every 2 out of every 3 years. I will go to that because that is a tremendous amount of training. It's like drinking from a fire hose, especially with the GASB standards changing and growing as fast as they are, actually finding out, you know, how to implement them. But they also have a lot of online training that we can do that's free or low cost. We're members of GFOA, and so we get a lot of webinar on demand type of training right now.
All right. Let's move on here just a little bit and say, we've talked about, I'm looking for a little leadership here. What else do we need to know about your department that we haven't discussed? Are there areas that we need to know about? Contact information? You said you're available to the public?
Yes, I am. You can go to our website, go to josephinecounty.gov, departments, finance. You can see it's called ACFR. That's our annual comprehensive financial report. You can go in and look at that and read it. It's got some pretty, it's a large document, but if you know what you're looking for, it starts out with an audit report. It starts out with there's a 2-page letter that I do to the community every year called Management Discussion and Analysis that looks at where we came from, where we're going for that year. We've got financial statements with notes to make it clear. There's a section of the financial report that is called RSI or Required Supplemental Information. You can look at the budget versus actual for every single fund that we have. Statistics for our community, population and all kinds of statistics. And then we've got our what we call a CEFA, which is the Schedule of Expenditures of Federal Awards, and all of the letters from the auditors pontificating on how we're doing with those.
It is quite a document.
It is.
At the head of that document was your letter.
Yes.
Saying where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Okay. Where are we going?
Where are we going?
What does your letter say about where we're going?
Well, this one's going to be fun to write to say, we have funding for the sheriff.
And when does this come out? Does it come out this fiscal year? Or
Yeah. We just issued this last one in December mm-hmm. for last fiscal year. So it usually comes out at the end of the calendar year for the fiscal year.
But you're already planning for it now.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, because there's been a lot of, you know, this is what SRS is doing. We've had a whole section in our budget about the history of SRS because that's how we've always funded the sheriff's office or the whole law enforcement, because law enforcement's not just sheriff. You've got the district attorney and you have juvenile. And being able to have really good, solid services for our juvenile department is important because we don't want these kids going up into the adult system. And if we can get in there and take care of them at that point, that's important. And so law enforcement is those, all three of those.
Right. Then now SRS funding is Secure Rural Schools.
Yes,
that has actually replaced a lot of the timber receipts that we used to have fund all of those things for us, and also payment in lieu of taxes, PILT. But you're working it because those numbers are reduced every year.
They are. They have gone down. The bill that they have in the federal level right now is to keep it where we're at right now, which would be amazing. Law enforcement, the general fund gave law enforcement fund just over $9 million last year, but the timber money was only 2.8.
Mm-hmm.
And so the difference between that 2.8 and the 9.2 was all savings and COVID money and things that we had squeezed out of everywhere that we could squeeze, and we had been squeezing for years.
Okay. Is there any more to squeeze, or are we right there on a line right now?
We were on quite the cliff.
I see. I have about a minute left here. What do people need to know about Sandy Novak and the Josephine County Finance Department?
We are here to serve the citizens of Josephine County, and we are enjoying it.
Okay. Is there a phone number? Of course, we always send people to the website. Is there a phone number for direct access, for quick access?
Yeah, and you'd think I would know that, but I don't. It is on the website, though, if you go to josephinecounty.gov.
Okay. I could almost tell you, but I won't. We make those calls. 5123? Something like that. Anyway, Sandy, we want to thank you very much and wish you and your department the very best. And thank you for your expertise here and sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Our County Finance Director, Sandy Novak, our guest today. We'll remind you, coming up here in just a couple of moments, news from the Salem Radio Network. That will be coming your way, followed by Alex Bauer. A little note tonight, a basketball game going to be happening right here, local. The Grants Pass Cavemen will be entertaining the South Medford Panthers in a battle for dominance in the Southwest Basketball Conference. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and heard all around the world on KAJO.com.